section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming live from Buttsville, New Jersey, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Bankrolled, Pop Rocks, Low Blow Improv Challenge, an interview with Tater Tot Johnson, and a dish best served Stone Cold Steve Austin with your co-host, The Voice, Freckles, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, he likes to be introduced as Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 244 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, that's what I like to be called. I've got a pleasurable experience for your ears for the next hour or so. I have a room full of Twitter people, Instagram people, Spuds. Is that the name of the beer app, Spuds?
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds, what's it called?
He was the bull terrier for Budweiser.
What was that called? What's
Spuds
what's
name McKenzie?
No, Slurms? The name of that app, Spuds.
Snapchat.
No, the beer one.
Untapped.
Oh, Untapped.
Yeah, that sounds just like Spuds. You know, we all love potatoes.
All right, first to my left, he's actually drinking a non-alcoholic beverage, which is a surprise, because he is an alcoholic.
Whoops.
It's my friend, my partner in crime, my co-pilot. Some would say my lover.
Your hetero life mate.
Yeah, because Molly has said, I said something, I said, oh, I should text Jason to see how he's doing. And she says, yeah, why don't you find out how your boyfriend is doing?
This comes from the woman who says, why don't you ask your friends more questions? And now she's belittling you for that? What is wrong with this woman?
I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with her. It's my friend, Bob Wildcat Kid, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Hello, all my friends. That's it.
Just your friends?
All your friends listen to the show.
No, not even them.
Your friends don't listen to the show?
No. Hey, Jason, how's that podcast thing? It's good. We're having fun. You should subscribe. Yeah. Next subject.
Fuck them.
No.
If you don't listen to Couch Pilots, then okay. Fuck you.
Right.
Did we say that?
Oh, God. And then your response... He said that, and then your response was... I'm Jason, that's my show, and if you don't listen, yes, fuck you.
You can hear that on Drunken Lullabies.
Oh, the fun we have.
She has graced us with her presence. It's been a while since she's been on. Oh, wait, you were on last week, kind of. We turned the microphone on when you didn't know it, then you went to the bathroom and we put the microphone closer to you, see if you was going to notice it.
We're sneaky.
And we finally got you to be on, and now you're on just, we didn't even ask you.
Willingly.
Hey. It's always good to be willing. It's Freckles. Welcome to the show.
Ow, ow!
Ow, ow. Oh, yeah. Ow. He is the host, the creator, the producer of the FCF Network's most ravishing podcast.
Ravishing?
Yes.
Ooh. I like it.
Well, Rick Rude.
Yes, I got the reference.
He's dead.
He is. Drugs.
Ooh. Roddy Piper's dead.
He cancer.
Andre the Giant.
He drank a lot, but he was a giant.
It looked like he had a little.
Anybody want the peanut?
He's a master impersonator.
I am the voice. The oh shit! I stole my. Yeah. Or wait.
Okay. There. Here.
Oh yeah, I'm the voice. That's why they call me the voice. Or let's get things cracking.
There you go. We're going to give you a pleasurable experience this evening, like I said before. We're going to just banter about all kinds of stuff.
We've had a lot of wrestling references already.
I haven't watched wrestling.
You know what's cool? Because like WrestleMania just happened not that long ago, so it's kind of appropriate.
When's the last time you guys watched like a WrestleMania?
It's been a while.
Freckles and I watched it on Sunday.
Did you really?
Yeah. We went to a party, yeah.
Do you guys keep up with it throughout the year?
No, I used to watch it all the time, but I hadn't watched it in years, and I crammed... a month's worth of Monday Night Raws into about a 2-day viewing session, so I knew what the fuck was going on.
How'd you do that?
I just watched them on Hulu, marathoned them.
Oh, WWE's on Hulu?
Yeah.
I thought they had like their own.
They do have their own network.
Where you can watch all that.
Well, no, like Monday Night Raw's on, I think, Spike or something.
Okay.
So yeah, that's regular television.
Wow.
But they do have their own network. That's what the pay per views are on.
And I know every once in a while The Rock comes back.
Yeah.
Was he back for WrestleMania?
No.
And
he's too busy making movies.
That's fine. He does great. I love The Rock. Undertaker, was he back?
Yeah, he wrestled
Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
I you know, it was...
No spoilers.
I don't remember.
How can you... Oh, all right.
What? Why is he still wrestling?
Ask me next week, because I think we're going to get a replay, and I might watch it again and remember who wins.
Didn't he lose last year at WrestleMania, and that was his first loss
The first
ever?
Loss, yeah.
Why is he back? That should have been the end of his...
It's like the only match he wrestles every year. I just...
Because he's old.
He's been wrestling since the late 80s. Yeah.
Then why do it?
Because it's the Undertaker's tradition. Yeah, exactly.
Big
money.
Payday. All right. Well, speaking of paydays, look at that. All right. The doghouse goes wild.
I was like,
dog pound.
Yeah. The dog pound rocks a party.
Oh, shit. We're going to get Rory going if we do that.
Till
too
wait till right. early morning. And I don't stop and I don't quit.
That's pretty good.
The other day, I got out of the shower, which means I was naked.
Not looking at your dick.
Not able to find it.
Trying to position the mirror. Where's that hand mirror, Molly?
Aren't you adorable?
She said in the sweetest way possible.
You can see your own penis.
You can see because it's small and your belly's huge.
Can see your wee-wee blank. Can see your pee-pee.
Because all you could see was your belly button.
Well, according to Molly, it should be hitting your ankles, so like you should at least feel it.
But I walked into the bedroom, buck naked, and I began to sing Ice Cube's I Ain't the One from Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
And I was singing it, and I knew it, because I know it word for word. I haven't listened to it probably in 20 years, but I know it word for word. And Molly just lay there in bed and was just like, she goes, "You don't remember to take the laundry out of the dryer."
Yeah, I was thinking the same exact thing. It's so weird. You can listen to a song you haven't heard in literally 20 years and still know it word for word, but yet I can't remember what I'm supposed to work 2 days from now. You know,
this is the man I'm legally bound to. speaking of dicks hitting your ankles, Dustin was out of work for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
but he's back on the scene.
I am.
Dustin, tell us about your new job.
Hey, everybody. I'm working at a bank. So I can legally say that I work for PNC Bank, but I have to preface that by saying I am not speaking on behalf or representing the company with any of my actions. This was actually part of my training.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, if you do any kind of public speaking, which I guess podcasting would count.
Sure.
I can say I'm an employee, but I have to make sure people don't assume that I'm speaking on PNC's behalf, talking about dicks and vaginas. So.
Well, I don't work for PNC. Is that what you call it? PNC?
PNC.
But I am speaking on behalf of them for the rest of this podcast. I didn't take any of the training.
That's fine.
If you do the extracurricular activities you were involved in, they may have separated you for another
extra training.
Actually.
I told them on day one they wanted to know a fun fact, and I mentioned I have a podcast about craft beer and indie music. I did not hide it. I'm like, I'm putting it out there. You guys already hired me.
Yep.
You might as well see what you're getting. So
you're fucked now.
I'm not gonna be drunk on the job. This is what I do after hours.
And we have fun facts here on this show sometimes.
Sometimes,
don't we? Yeah.
Sometimes.
Interesting.
That is interesting to me. So, I mean, for me, speaking on behalf of PNC, I would say...
good on you.
Poop farts. Poop farts.
Molestation.
Oh, we didn't talk about it. Oh, you are a draft-dodging molestation dodger.
No. So, my question is,
yeah,
you're going to be handling money.
A lot of it.
Nice.
Now...
there are no free samples, no.
No. But, so, I mean... You're gonna like go into the vault and have to get my. Or they bring,
no, there
they
is a there's a vault supervisor.
But they bring you your bank. They bring your bank.
Yeah, like I go to the vault and I'm like, hey, I need $10,000
euros.
Yeah, and then they just give it to me.
So in your training, I mean, Do they just watch you count money, or do you have to do exercises?
We use fake money, yeah. And, like, we have to do all these different transactions. And it's I've been doing it for a week now. It's a lot of info to retain. But my drawer, my pretend drawer with my fake money, has balanced out perfectly every day.
Nice.
And you know, all the years at co-op, I'm really good at counting money quickly. So that helps. Yep.
You can just go into the vault and say, hey, $10,000.
No.
Okay. okay.
Have you been
one for you, one for me? Yeah.
Have you been trained on how to do the license plate stickers
yet? That's the DMV.
No, my bank does it.
Really?
Yeah, my bank.
Yeah, that hasn't come up. What bank do you go to?
I'm not speaking for them.
What is your bank account number?
Heritage Bank.
Really?
And they give me my sticker.
Hmm.
And I also found out...
That's interesting. That's an interesting fact.
So, when I found out you worked, you got a job,
yeah.
I said congratulations.
Yes.
Unlike Jason here, who just acted like he didn't care.
It's okay. He abstains from social media. So. Sure.
And I, you know what? Good on you, because I cannot believe that you've gone this long and not broken down.
What, for social media? It's not like I'm being tempted. Like, I don't give a shit.
Okay. So... You're gonna handle money, and I was like, man, that reminds me of a story.
Nice.
So before my grandfather started dating my grandmother, he dated her best friend.
Ooh.
And she
seedy.
Is this the one that used to work at Caterpillar way back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was dating this girl, and she moved to Chicago because she was working at a bank, and she got some disease from handling money and died.
What?
No, seriously.
What kind of disease can you get from handling money?
I don't remember.
The Hanta virus?
I don't know.
The Hanta virus?
Contact with who knows what.
Right, right. And this is the...
Hey, man, I've handled boob money and, like, taint money for years.
Taint money?
What does that mean?
They fish it out of their boxers, so I'm assuming it's
just
slid down
around in there.
What, yeah, co-op.
Just
yeah,
people are pulling money from the drawers.
Yeah,
so, I mean, do they have like a?
I don't smell it, so I don't know it came from
where they keep the tens and like they.
Yeah,
know
big bills go in the ass.
Okay, yeah,
and then like usually you keep
that's
your singles in the front because it's easier accessible.
That's how I do it.
You like ones on one side and like your phone on the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I like about black.
I'm gonna make a withdrawal tonight.
Oh,
whoa!
Pretty funny.
The look on her face is, oh, really?
Just so everyone knows, that was a one-sided high five.
Oh.
She's like,
I can do a one.
You have overdrawn, my friend.
I have insufficient funds.
Oh, you used to saying those things, delivering those lines. Not, no.
Okay, we're
no.
just going to, me and Jason just.
No, my funds are sufficient, thank you very much.
I have sufficient funds. No, so she died from handling money. I don't remember. That's crazy. And so then he started asking my grandma to go out with him, and she wouldn't.
At the funeral?
No. But, you know, he made her feel sorry for him, and kept bugging her, and so she finally
That's how you do it.
And then they got married.
So you gotta get a girl to feel sorry for you. That's how you get a girl.
And they never solved the mystery at the bank?
Oh, it was some kind of disease that was like...
Nobody else got sick?
It was like... I don't know. I didn't... I don't want to say tuberculosis, but... It was
say it anyway.
Something that tuberculosis.
Nice.
Tuberculosis. But as long as you're not speaking for that bank.
Tuberculosis.
Okay, it's kind of like the battery story. It sucked. I apologize.
No, it's kind of. Thanks for giving me something else to fear aside from like robberies.
I'm just saying, wash your hands. Sanitize your hands.
Okay.
Freckles, buy him one of those little things and put it next to his
hand sanitizer.
Yeah, at his counter thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just some gloves.
Because think of it this way, because eventually that hand's going to come back and touch you.
Can I bedazzle the gloves?
I'll just carry it with me. Yeah. Always. Did you sanitize yet?
Carry together.
Yeah.
Sanitize.
All that shit you put on your hands, all that hand sanitizer, your skin keeps absorbing all that shit. It's not good for you.
Just
get some gloves.
Dead. I mean, even if it kills all of the germs, they're still on you.
Yeah.
That's why I wipe my hands on strangers after I use it.
Oh, perfect idea.
Pass it on.
Abnormally close.
We have a special game we haven't played in a long time because actually last time we almost played it, someone almost died.
Who died?
Of a virus, tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis. Tuberculosis. Hey, no, almost died of tuberculosis. So, we don't have a theme song for this. I don't know what we did last time, but Dustin, you have always done a tremendous job at intro and theme songs.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
I think you're going to ask him to sing the intro or make up an intro for Pop Rocks.
Yes.
Can you do so in the style of the Ramones?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on 3, 2, 1.
Pop, 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 pop. We're going to eat some Pop Rocks. I don't know what this bit is because they haven't done it in a while. Pop, 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 pop. Let's eat some Pop Rocks.
Yeah. So basically, Freckles has not volunteered but is going to read some trivia questions.
I've been forced.
Read some trivia questions to us. If we get them wrong, we have to put a whole bag of Pop Rocks in our mouth.
Okay.
And so go ahead and pass out the bags to us.
Okay. You each should get two. I'm going to start it off easy.
I so fold.
We can get an idea.
Hey, the last ones we had were orange, and I think they were like 7 years old. They were horrible.
This is Tasty Explosion.
This is Heather's game, essentially, but she is not here this week because she had car leaky problems. So
Car Leaky's Way. Starring Al?
Pachinko?
Pachinko.
So Freckles is going to take over, thankfully. And yeah, it's a terrible game where I hate Pop Rocks. I don't know about you guys. Do you like them?
Yeah, they're a novelty.
They're fun.
But the whole
there's a drink that Freckles has been wanting to try. It's like a cocktail that has Pop Rocks.
We
can't find it anywhere.
But you put actual Pop Rocks in the drink. What do you mean you can't like find it online? How to make
Joe's Crab Shack was supposed to have it, but they didn't have it when we went there.
Fuck Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Fuck them. Joe's Crab Shack.
I feel that same way.
That's what PNC Bank said.
PNC. As an official spokesperson for PNC.
God, if he loses his job, I'm going to feel bad.
They may bank with us. I don't know yet.
I tell you what. If you lose your job, I'll pay for your Libsyn for 3 months.
Oh, hey. Can't beat
1, 2, 3, Libsyn.
Which round?
3, 2,
I thought by not responding, you would know it was the first round.
I need to get some clarity before I ask these questions.
Well, let's clarify.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Am I supposed to be asking, like,
everybody?
Short-ended questions, or are they just... Is it true, false? Anything I want.
Trivia about me.
If you answer incorrectly, you have to eat a whole bag.
Hey, you want to do that? You want to do... Well, that's not fair because you can't answer your own questions.
Oh. I was going to say that would guarantee that me
would
a
be,
win.
That would be... No.
We can start with Dustin because they're related to your newest...
Career. I want to say that if you do get it wrong, you have to eat the whole bag, and then you have to. The whole thing is this is an audible candy,
right?
So you have to put that mouth up there and let the listeners hear your distaste for the candy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Paper money is actually made from what?
It is made out of cotton and linen.
You are correct.
Wow. That's part of my training, son. No lie. I did not know that a week ago, but I know it now.
All right. Good job.
I didn't know it 15 minutes ago.
Ask me one about a hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
And ask Blake one about a robot poking him in his head.
All right. So do I go into the next person?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I think we should keep it with you because it's still...
Oh.
To do with
that. Okay.
Which bill has the shortest lifespan?
The $1 bill.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
The $50 bill has the shortest lifespan, everyone.
Womp,
now
womp,
you can eat
womp.
A package of Pop Rocks.
Why is that?
According to the Federal Reserve Bank, the average lifespan of a $50 bill is 3.7 years. Next in line is the $10 bill at 4.2 years, followed by the $5 bill at 4.9 years. Why that is, it does not give me an explanation, but it does let you know the other one.
All right. Mm. All right, ask me a question.
Dustin is suffering through a pack of strawberry artificial flavored popping candy.
Can I shut my mouth now?
Sure.
Okay.
What year were tater tots first available in stores?
1972.
That is incorrect. The correct answer would be 1956.
Ooh. And so then that song came out in 1959.
It's amazing how that information
is. That was actually a few years factual. Later.
Is it terrible?
No, they're fine.
They're fine.
Am I allowed to chew them up?
Sure, do whatever the hell you want with them. Boy, I fucking hate Pop Rocks.
So, am I moving on?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. This will be yours. In honor of the most recent WrestleMania, who did Hulk Hogan compete against at WrestleMania 3?
It's so cute that you asked this question.
I want to guess Andre the Giant.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's correct. Yes! Okay.
We I'll watched a documentary about
Okay, so here's another one for you then. I'm going to stick with Jason.
All right.
The match between Hollywood, Hulk Hogan, and The Rock at WrestleMania 18 was also titled as what?
Like the Battle of the Icons.
Icon versus icon?
I'll accept it.
Okay. I'll accept it.
Yes! I don't have to eat any of this shit.
All right, Blake.
We're not done yet.
I really hope that we are.
Blake, Americans consume approximately how many million pounds of tater tots per
year?
This
is a crock of shit. Could you please repeat the question while I open the bag?
Prepare for his loss.
Americans consume approximately how many million pounds of tater tots per year?
Do I have a little leeway? Like,
Within 10.
Within 10
million?
Within
10 million.
Okay. 1.7 million.
70 million pounds.
You're shitting me.
I'm not
That's
shitting
a lot
you.
Of tots.
That's a lot of tots. I will eat my...
That's tot-tastic.
Get a lot of tots. A tot-a-hoo-hoo.
Wait.
Say diabetes.
Hold on.
He is loving it. Oh, boy.
Oh, they're coming out. They're coming out.
Oh, no, his eye. Go mow the grass.
Call back.
You don't belong in the roof anymore.
Wow, that hurt.
So.
You shot right in my eye.
They should put a warning on these things. Oh, wait, they did.
All right, well.
Don't put in your eye.
Thank you. It was bugging you, wasn't it?
I just want to make sure. I didn't want to stain your phone.
All right, well. Looks like I'm the big loser. Freckles, you want a bag? Here, let me ask you a question. Here, take a bag. I'm gonna.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Should there be an outro that Dustin should be an outro or, song? He should be preparing for.
Yeah, prepare for the outro.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
I'm just preparing to open this package.
All right. Oh, okay. Here we go.
What are we doing right now?
I'm asking her a question. If she gets it wrong, she has to eat the...
Oh, so you're looking up the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1987, how many registered nurses were there in the United States?
Being that this was a year before I was even born...
Nice work, Dustin.
I'm older than 11.
Three-way high five. 1, 2, 3. No,
four
not
yet. Four.
She is on board.
She's young. She doesn't follow directions very well.
I am older than 11, though. Let's see.
Someone's been listening.
In the United States, you say?
Yes.
2,700.
That is not right. There's 1.8 million.
Are you kidding?
Registered
me?
Nurses in the United States.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I'm really bad with numbers.
So
we found that out the last time I was here.
So as you're popping away, here's Dustin with the
outro.
The outro for Pop Rocks.
Pop on the rocks. Pop on the rocks. We just date some pop on the rocks. Put it in your mouth. The pop on the rocks makes noise kind of annoying.
Yeah. Very good.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns When I Pee at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi, everyone. It's your old pal, Choo Choo Fireman, Blake Clayton's imaginary childhood friend. He said you want to stay here at my house, you gotta earn your keeps, so read this promo for Rocky Top Vapor. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find electronic cigarettes right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get something more out of your vaping experience, a longer-lasting battery, bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils, just like my buddy Blake does, builds them. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize the vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks, wide variety of mods, that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for a clean, relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers across country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if I can't make the trip, you should most definitely shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com, and don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order.
That was very good, Choo Choo. I appreciate it.
Can I go back to bed?
Well, I'm just curious. You've been here for a couple weeks now.
Right.
Are you enjoying yourself? I mean,
you've really done a great job growing up. And I love you so much, Blake. And I appreciate all the time you've given me on your couch.
I appreciate you coming. That's what my wife said about you the other night.
Pretty funny.
Hey-o!
I'm going back to sleep, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
Blake gave me my own podcast on FCF so I wouldn't drink on IBWIP anymore. Yeah, that worked out.
Nice.
Pretty good mystery tag.
Good on you. We just got done playing the promo for
LoBlow.
Sorry, there's a piece of fuzz.
Los Lobos.
Los Lobos Podcastos. Dave and Adam are good friends from Chicago. Adam came down for the
FCF Marathon.
Flag Day?
Field Day.
But why do I keep messing
Blake's
that up?
Blake's birthday bonanza.
But, yeah.
The cake's gone now, at least. So,
and nobody ate it. We threw it away. There, not one piece of cake. Because
we kept forgetting it was here.
We kept forgetting it was here. And then, like, for 2 days, we're like, oh. And then the kids were here. The kids were like, oh, there's cake. And we're like, by now it's too old. So it is said, Happy Birthday Podcasting God on it. What was I going to say? Oh, so Dave didn't come down.
Nope.
He didn't, you know. He
had to work.
Yeah, quote unquote work.
Work.
I think he was just scared. I think he was scared of our sexiness, that he wouldn't be able to contain himself.
It was a sausage fest, essentially. We had a handful of women here throughout the day, but Dave's a gay guy. So he's probably like, I can't go down there. I'm just going to have a boner the whole time.
Right.
A milk boner?
A Meta World.
Meta World milk boner. So, but they, Adam went back up and they released a show not too long ago where they were kind of talking about it, and Adam was kind of ripping on Dave for not coming. But Dave and Adam seem to think that they're better at improv because we're prepared. So I took that as a challenge. They said they're better at improv than we are.
You were devastated. You texted me afterwards, and not usually you can't feel someone's tone in a text. You kind of just take the words for what they are. But I could. I mean, when I got the text, my phone became like moist. Like you were crying. You were weeping into your phone.
Well, I got the Verizon update, so I have a crying emoji now, mm-hmm.
and it came through in spades.
In spades? Yeah, I put the spades one on there too.
Right.
So we're in talks right now with Low Blow to see. I mean, you can't talk shit and not back it up. But how do you back up who's better at improv? Right.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I messaged, I said, hey, okay, I posted on it. I said, hey, all right, you guys want to battle us? Improv battle? Booyah. I'm all upon that. I'm all about a battle, right? We've rap battles. It don't
Booyah.
Matter. I think our rap battle segment alone is better improv than they could ever come up with.
Well, I mean, they riff a lot on stories, sure. And then they play games.
They're riffers.
They're riffers to the utmost degree. But Adam will sit back while Dave is reading a story, and he'll be like,
New name.
And to me, that's the extent of their improv. And you know what? It's entertaining. It's fun. But don't you dare come into IBWIP Studios, see the minimal amount of notes that we have for a structured show, and think that everything's written out and that we can't take you to task on improvisation.
So
the gauntlet's being thrown down.
We're making this an official challenge to Low Blow Podcast that you bring your best team, I'll bring my best team, and we will have an improv battle. So then the next question was, how do you have an improv battle? What are the rules?
We didn't think this far ahead.
what's involved in an improv battle? What are the rules? How do you determine a winner? Dustin, any ideas?
Well, I saw the Facebook conversation, so I know what one of their stipulations was. It has to be in front of an audience. Well, we tried that for our anniversary show, and I don't know if necessarily a podcast live audience is going to be the proper judges we need.
Yeah, we didn't really do an improv bit, except, we did sing, yeah, it burns my sing,
yeah.
But we didn't actually do like an improv bit. But you're right. Unless they know they're there for a podcast and not coerced there by three awesome bands. they want to do it in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, book the gig up in Chicago, and we'll come up there and we'll bring it. It'll be brung.
It'll be brought us to them.
Brought by us. Well, you know what? We'll bring it. We'll lay it out, and we'll throw it down.
Yeah. Don't bring it. Sing it. Right.
Yeah. So this is just our official audio challenge to Low Blow Podcast.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they're made of. And you know, we come heavy too, because we got 5-6 people that are going to come. You gonna take us all down with two dudes?
Don't fuck with the Black Magnet.
That's right,
Captain Black.
You don't get that name from not having sex with black girls.
There's a little improv for you right there,
Freckles. Have you ever had sex with a black girl?
I have not.
You had to think about it.
No. That's cool. That's close.
I just want to make sure that I'm giving correct answers.
Well, what ethnicity was she? Because you obviously had to think about it.
I have not.
Okay, there you go.
She said, I'm nipping, just like Molly does, I'm nipping this in the bud now. You know a girl nips a conversation in the bud when her chin raises and goes down when she says the last syllable. So it's like...
I did do that.
I'm not going to... She said,
I said good day.
I'm not going to let you put your penis in my mouth.
Oh, jeez.
That's, I mean... Just
oh, an that's example. An example from your life.
I was just, okay. Yeah, I was just doing the gesture. So, but watch, in the next coming weeks, it'll be numerous times.
Why in the next couple of weeks?
Well, because you're going to do it multiple times.
I think because he thinks you're going to be mad that I brought here.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. You're not going to get mad at him. We're not what you mean, are we?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just being, I was joking, man.
You both created
I know what you're doing.
I'm improv-ing.
I know.
I'm trying to yes
and. You look like
and.
The bad guy so that when we leave.
Right. Smart.
It's all on you.
Right. Smart. So the desk can be like, I'm so sorry. She's like, don't worry about it, honey.
Sexual healing.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I wanted to hang around a little bit longer, but I just got a text from my manager at the bank.
What bank is that?
PNC?
Yeah, that one.
He does not represent.
Yes. I forgot to sign a couple forms when I was there earlier, and they need them so they can process my payroll. Kind of looking forward to that first paycheck.
Sure, sure.
Got a mortgage to pay. So
so is Freckles. She's looking forward to your first paycheck, too. She's I'm paying for dinner again.
Right. So I got a skedaddle. I'll swing back later to pick her up.
Oh, okay.
You're going to leave her here with us? Big mistake.
I'm not going to be gone that long.
Okay, so here's her response.
Justin,
you will not be doing that.
I trust her. I think I trust you guys. Sure. Should be all right.
Big mistake.
If you weren't such in love, you should worry, but we can tell you.
Yeah. We only come on to girls that are girlfriends of our friends if they're really in love, or if they're not really in love. That's it. That's the only way.
All right, well, take care.
All right, so yeah, I'll see you guys in a bit.
This is oddly convenient.
Because now we can get it cracking.
Well, now we can get things cracking.
Not without the Kraken.
I love it. Do you drink the Kraken?
What?
The Kraken.
What's that?
Do you drink the Kraken?
The dark rum?
No.
Is it dark?
Yeah, it's like pretty weird. Dark. It's pretty
not
dark
unless
rum.
I have a mustache straw.
You know what? Those straws you have
is that
here,
like a pearl?
Yeah. No. She wore a mustache straw. That is funny. It's funny because it's like if you have the dick all the way in your mouth and the pubic hair becomes like a mustache on the woman. So that's a mustache straw. Yo, bitches be loving mustache straws. Yeah, that's the name of your fucking show right there.
I really regret saying that.
No, you did say it. It's what you meant.
I did.
And we're glad he left you here.
And now for the rest of the evening, and you know what? We're actually ahead of schedule, so we can really drag this on as long as possible. So. Good on you. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I was going to go into some diatribe about how the mustache straws you have here are made out of paper and suck, but have it being like...
I did wonder that.
Hairy man were... penis fellatio is way better.
Well, a few episodes ago, Joke Cocky...
That's the name of the episode.
It was the name of the episode. We did... The Burns May Sing
one of
competition.
Our favorite
one
bits.
Of our favorites. It's one of the few bits that we've done, and it, you know, that works. And Dustin had made reference to a gentleman by the name of Tater Tot Johnson, who in 1959 had a song.
Yeah, he was 32 at the time. Yeah.
Wow, what knowledge! What knowledge about? Our guest. This is a great episode because we rarely ever have Big E and The Voice in the studio at the same time, and they were battling it out in It Burns When I Sing, and it kind of came down to a three-way tie, and somehow I was in the mix, so we're trying to break the tie with this country song, this obscure country song that no one knew, and then Dustin frantically trying to gather the win, he dings the bell, chimes in with a song that was not accurate, but I think he was pulling a song from like his past or his memory, he pulled some other song out of the hat, hoping that it would maybe either trick you or garner her some points so he could win.
And it did. It garnered points.
It did garner points.
And it was still a three-way tie.
Somehow, I figured that one out.
But we're honored. I had to scour the internet. This our next guest did not have an email address.
I believe
I had to look him up in the phone book. But I did find him. Let's welcome to the show Tater Todd Johnson. Tater, welcome to the show.
Where the fuck am I?
Oh, jeez.
You're on the IBWIP podcast.
What?
You're on the podcast It Burns When I Pee.
What's a podcast?
It's like a radio show.
Why didn't you say that?
It's like a radio an internet radio show on demand. You can listen to whatever you want.
Okay.
Now you're on it.
Great.
You.
So why am I here?
Well, one of our regular co-hosts sang one of your songs a few weeks ago on the show, and we thought, you know what? It was such a funny song, and we assume it's the correct lyrics, but we want to talk to you about that, too. Like, you're such a prolific country singer from the past. We want to get you on here and just talk to you.
Okay. What song did he sing?
Well, and it was a chart-topping hit. It went to number 69 on Billboard charts in 1959.
Yep, that'd be Tater Tot.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Well, I mean, I'm 89. My voice ain't quite what it used to be. I drank a lot of booze over the years.
It'd be an
smoked
honor.
Smoked a lot of cigarettes, done a lot of dope, and, you know, it's different times now.
So you can't sing it.
I can try. if I don't shit myself first.
Oh, jeez.
You whippersnapper.
Do you need to set any, like, a countdown?
Well, I mean, it's not really. I didn't bring my guitar, but I'll try to do an acapella version.
One and a two and a three and a four.
Tater tot. Tater tot. Her pussy tastes like tater tot. You think it's good, but it's not. Because I don't want to fuck a tater tot.
Wow.
And, you know,
I could be wrong. It's been a while.
It's what?
It's been a it's been a while.
Okay, thank you. It's kind of customary.
I live in assisted living. I don't even know people listen to my music anymore.
Oh, it was groundbreaking in Nashville. At the time, nobody was making those kind of songs.
And no one was talking about how vaginas taste back then.
Like tartar sauce.
No.
Sour cream.
Sour cream.
Oh, sorry. Freckles has the CD.
She knows that song inside and out.
You know, if I was
big
about,
fan of yours.
If I was about 60 years younger, I'd have written a couple songs about you. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
how would that go?
Oh.
Yeah, how would that song go?
If you were to write a song about Freckles over here, how would that song go, you think, Tater Tot?
I don't know her well enough, if you know what I mean.
One
well,
and a two,
just
and a three
tried.
And a four.
It's kind of like, let's think of it this way. Yes, and.
Well, she seems like a sweet girl.
Very young.
So, I'm thinking it probably involves some sweet meats.
Sweet meats?
Like a sausage.
Perhaps.
Like a veal. It would actually.
Oh, no.
A very young lamb, a baby lamb, is cut up and made into veal, right? So she's a young piece of meat would be a veal.
A veal meal. I want the full meal deal with the veal meal.
A value veal meal?
Yeah. Supersize it.
All right, so we're just going to skip this. So.
Well, I mean, like, my songwriting days are over. I wrote a lot of songs. I don't know how familiar you are with my catalog. Tater Tot was my biggest song.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Number 69 on Billboard charts.
But I thought I hit something with bringing in innuendo with food. And I tried replicating it several times.
Oh my God, Marble Red. He just coughed a whole Marble Red out of his mouth.
So, I you know, the next album, I had one called Corned Beef Hash and Gash.
Was that referencing the vagina?
It didn't chart.
It did not chart.
It didn't, no.
Now, did you...
I still tried again.
When you were playing live, did you ever have, like, picketers or women's rights people picking you or...
Nobody paid attention to them back then.
Nobody paid attention to the women?
Yeah, I just broke a pin. They don't let me out much. I'm breaking shit.
It may not have been a hit. Corned Beef Hash and Gash, right?
Yeah.
It may not have been a hit back then, but maybe you could regale us
with
that too.
I was trying for a crossover with, like, Irishmen. They like to drink.
Yeah.
And like, they like vaginas, I assume. I think.
Who doesn't?
Queers.
Right. That's right.
So, were you ever married, or were you just up?
No, but I got the memories. I wrote a song that actually memories is in the title.
Okay.
It's called Meatloaf Memories and Memories.
Can we hear a little bit of that? Would that be all right? just a little. I mean, I know... Sometimes memories are tough to dig through, and they bring back a flood of feelings.
Well,
but...
you know, when I sing it, I think about the girl I wrote it about, and she made a real good meatloaf, if you know what I mean.
Was she the one that got away?
No, I left.
You left?
The road was calling.
The road.
Yeah. The road. She's all. That's my love of my life.
Yeah, you can't ignore
the
that.
Road.
Did you write any songs about the road?
Yeah, there was one called Roadhead.
Yeah.
It's self-explanatory.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You got in an accident and hit your head?
No.
Oh, no. What was it a road? I don't understand roadhead. Just...
Okay.
No, I totally get it. Sometimes
this guy,
yeah,
he's not following me.
Well, go ahead and explain. Sometimes you have to spell it out for him. I get it though.
Okay, so sometimes
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
You can get a
freckles.
Your knob slobbed when you're in an automobile.
Your knob slobbed. Freckles, are you following this at all?
I mean, he's not using any food references, so I lost him a little
You've
while
never heard
back.
Of Roadhead either, huh?
No, no.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, maybe...
there's a song I heard once. It said, slob on my knob, like corn on the cob.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. On the road. In
a
car.
Oh, okay.
In a car.
A blowjob.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
See?
That's got to be it.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah. So if you would have added something to do with corn cob.
I tried. I was changing things up. It didn't work either.
Now, the only other like album that I'd know of that is even comparable to the you know the songs that you were doing was David Allan Coe's X-rated songs. He had a lot of inappropriate raunchy songs. Do you have you ever heard that album?
Yeah. Not a big fan.
Really?
No, cuz nobody else was writing Triple X country songs except for me. And this guy comes along and starts writing racist shit, and I'm writing about fucking, which everybody likes that. And when you bring the N-word in, that ain't cool.
But not all the songs were, I mean, there was Finger Fucking Sally, She Became the Wife, I Was Into Whips and Things, She Was Into Pain, I Would Beat Her Black and Blue, When She Called Me Names, Change Her to the Basement Wall, Where She Went Insane.
Can you quote any of my songs? No, you can't.
Yeah, oh, well, I...
Her vagina tastes like sour cream.
She said she was a fan. No, I didn't. I didn't take too kindly to David Allan Coe.
I thought maybe you guys were going to do some collab stuff too.
No, no.
David Allan collab.
No, I didn't want to work with that guy. Because the thing is, I had a thing back with a colored girl back in the day.
Oh,
I wrote a song about her.
Jason,
I can relate.
Yeah.
So you know, they call me the Black Magnet. I don't know if they ever called you that, but if so, I would gladly lay down that nickname for you, sir, because you're obviously a predecessor and someone I would look up to in terms of scoring with the African-American community.
Well, you'd probably like my song Cornbread Cunt, then.
I think I really would. Is there any chance? I know I've asked you several times for different songs, and you've negated them, but is there any chance I could hear Cornbread Cornrows? Is that what it was?
No, Cornbread Cunt.
Well, I have a song called Cornbread Cornrows.
You wrote a song?
Yeah, I wrote a little song about
corn. Let me hear yours, and I'll let you hear a bit of mine. Well, maybe we can do your collabo thing.
Calypso.
Blake's actually heard this song. Can you give me the tune, and I'll sing it?
Okay.
it's a little country ditty. Dark colored skin girls, I love you. Eat that cornbread, and when you're through, put that hair back out of the way. It's that cornbread hair that will save the day. Just a little taste, you know. Blake, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Good on you. Do you want me to?
You don't know how it goes. So I'll just do it.
Acapella?
That was a good song though. I like.
Thank
that.
You. Just a little my ode. Oh my god!
Jesus, scared me.
Marlboro Miles coming out of his mouth.
I pissed myself a little on that one.
It's a laminate floor.
No, it's all right. I wear
depends.
I wear an undergarment because I don't have any control over my asshole or my dick hole.
Oh, Jesus.
It's loosey goosey.
I've heard people like their bee hole, but you can lose pee hole?
When you've lived the life I have, yeah. When you're shoving crayons.
Shoving crayons? Does it matter what color?
That was back when you were in jail. I read an article about this. So he went to jail and he could only take three things with him. All right, so he took the girl that he was dating at the time, and shoved her in, and stuck her in his butt. But he also took crayons so he could put crayons in his pee hole and color on the walls.
Wow!
Because art is life, or art is love, and love is art.
Wow!
I was just into weird shit in the '60s.
Oh, okay. So, I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Give me a chance to.
It's a rough voice to do there, isn't it, buddy? Yeah. You didn't think about that.
No, I'm good.
Can I count you down for your song?
Sure, sure.
One and a two and a three and a four.
Cornbread cunt, I'm on the hunt. Cornbread cunt, she ain't got no gun. She is fine, gonna make her mine with that cornbread cunt.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. Wow.
And that one did not chart, you said?
No, that was a B-side.
Oh, it was a B-side.
That's good.
Did you record that at Sun Records?
No, Sam Phillips didn't want to work with me either.
Right, I hear you. Well, I mean, after your career was over, did you just roam the land? I mean, what kind of stuff did you get into after your career was over, which I'm assuming was in 1959?
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've played some live shows.
Sure.
This is the closest thing I've had to a concert since the Reagan administration.
Oh, wow.
You know, like I said, these days I'm playing bingo and trying not to sit in my own shit for hours. And
do you have family that comes to visit you?
I've got a couple kids that say they're my kids. I'm not for sure, but
little tater tots running around.
Yeah,
like mini tater tots.
Yeah.
Do they have the hot dog inside of them?
I don't know what are you talking about?
Did
you
mini corn dogs?
Oh, did you? She goes mini corn dogs. Do you know how many tater tots, how many pounds of tater tots are eaten every year?
No, I don't.
70 million pounds of tater tots.
Wow. That's a lot of tater tots.
You should be banking in on this. You should be banking.
I should. Like, you think Orida or something would want to use my song for a jingle?
You should be the face of it.
I should be. Well, my face ain't quite what it used to be.
You should be the song of it.
I mean, the best, you know, we've got a lot of connections. A lot of people have come through here and really made something of themselves because of this show. I can send this to Orida.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them a little taste of like a jingle for one of their commercials?
So I need to edit my song.
As I know you're an artist, I'm an artist as well in some form.
Mm-hmm.
I would never ask you to restrict your art.
Okay. I recommend making it family appropriate.
All right, this might take some work. Because, I mean, like, when I wrote it, I was banking in on there was a huge tater tot craze going on in the 50s.
Sure.
Like, there was this new thing that came out, and everybody was talking.
It's a huge tater tot craze.
Everybody was talking about tater tots, and I'm like, everybody should be talking about poontang.
To the left of you?
Or was it on the right?
Usually it was right in front of me.
Oh. It's logical to say, hey, tater tot craze, poontang, put those things together. What do you got? Gold.
Right.
Number 69 on Billboard charts. Mm-hmm.
Golden tater tots.
The dream. Yeah.
So I got to figure out how to bank on this. I got to make it family friendly.
Sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. Kids don't eat pussy, but they'll eat some tots.
Okay.
Take two.
You need to buy them.
No, I don't.
Lots
think
and lots.
I'll give you that it rhymed. I'll give you that.
I've never written a jingle.
I think two words into it, you failed, though, as far as being family friendly.
Now, have you ever heard of rap music? I mean, because, like, it's pretty vulgar, and there's really nasty stuff. Do you think that maybe, like, you inspired a lot of these rappers to make these songs?
It's possible. Was it Three Live Crew or something?
Two Live Crew, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's them.
They have an appetite for sex because they so horny.
Yeah, They sampled a couple of my songs. On
Did they?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Too Loud and Too Live or Too
White?
Too Loud and Too Live or something.
Too White Crew?
That was a Christian band.
Oh.
No, they used Pot Roast Pussy.
They sampled Pot Roast Pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? And I think the Pot Roast Pussy. The pot roast pussy.
And then I tried to do the tater tot thing again.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I did tater tots and tasty tits. And
how'd that go? That's not, I mean, it's great Great title for a song. I mean, I'm reaching towards my wallet when I hear that.
Now, are your albums available like on MP3? Are you still making money? Residuals?
I don't own any of the rights.
You don't own your publishing rights. That's the first thing you do as an artist.
It was the 50s, man.
Not even for pot roast pussy.
Surprisingly, no.
Well, I thought I do come across some recipes sometimes that they do give you credit.
Really? With,
yeah, some pot roast recipes they do. They do.
Little asterisks in there.
I'm sure that's doesn't help that's you awesome. Financially, tater but they definitely yeah, yeah.
I just want to reiterate, I'm an 89-year-old who just used the word awesome. Breaking the fourth wall here, people. So, Tater Tots and Tasty Tits, yeah, they sampled that one on, Hoochie Coochie, I think, or something like
that. Two Live Crew did?
Yeah.
You know, when you have a hit like Tater Tot, it's tough not to go back to that well to see if you can, get some more success there.
It was my thing, I was there. My name's Tater Tot Johnson. Right. How can I not? You can't just have one song about tater tots.
You got to cash in on that. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, maybe trying to do a rap song?
Not really, no.
Really? If I lay down a funky beat, would that help? You maybe think of something on the... They call it freestyling.
Freestyling.
Yeah.
All right. Well... I can try.
All right.
I can try. Hey. My name is Tater Tot. Trying to ride a hit while I sit in my shit. My beat just dropped. Just like my balls. Don't talk about tater tots, y'all. Is this how it's done? I'm asking a question.
Good job.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh,
I don't know how this works. Where am I?
Freckles, do you have any questions for Tater Tot Johnson? This is probably a big honor for you. Have you ever met anybody this famous before?
Besides me? I really can't even speak right now. I really can't.
Don't speak.
I can't say anything.
I know just what you're saying.
No, I can't.
So please stop explaining.
That sounds like a song.
Don't tell me because it hurts. Whoa.
That's heavy. You should be doing this.
All right, Glenn.
No questions? Quemens?
I don't have any questions.
What are these things on tables? Pop Rocks. What is that?
It's a CD. You put it in your CD player and it plays music.
Pop Rocks. That sounds like
a new song.
That'd be good for a song.
Like what?
I'm probably like Pussy Pops.
No, I'm pretty sure there are plenty of those.
I love me some Pussy Pops.
Pop Rocks and Hot Cocks, maybe.
Ooh.
Oh.
Some of that, I don't know.
That's a good one, but...
Pop Rocks in your anus?
In the anus?
Pop Rocks in a hard cock? No. I'll get there.
Well, you work on it, buddy.
I'll work on it.
We'll anxiously await your next album.
Do you have any plans for maybe...
It's going to be a while.
What's
that?
It's going to be a while.
It hasn't been a while.
Oh.
I see.
Excuse me, grammar, please.
It's going to be a while.
Well, Tater Tot Johnson, thank you very much.
Tater Tot Johnson.
Sorry. Tater Tot Johnson, thank you very much for being on the show. Mm. Good luck to you. I hope you get back to the home.
Yeah, how am I getting home?
I'll call you an Uber.
What is that?
It's like a cab.
Why didn't you just say that then?
Because they call them Ubers now?
That's stupid.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. We rarely get legends in the studio.
Right. Very few.
Had one today.
I don't know why we're not number one on iTunes.
I have an inkling.
Fucking Pete.
Can I read the release schedule? Is that okay?
Sure.
That'd be all right?
Fine with me.
Okay.
Usually Dustin.
Fuck him. Episode 242, Life Hacks, is now available. Episode 243, Root Beer Predator, is now available. It's pretty funny. How'd that name come about? Do you remember?
I believe we were playing Say You Say Me, and Freckles said Predator, and her partner said Root Beer.
He wasn't picking it up.
No. Okay. Was that me?
No.
No.
It was her partner. That's why I said her partner.
Well, we were partners.
Sexual, I still lost.
Like sexual partner.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Love partner.
Yes, partners in all senses of the way.
Fair enough. That show's available.
Except the bank account. Not partners. Not you don't have a joint bank account yet, do
not,
you?
Not no. Partners in marriage either. No. Yeah.
Do you think they'll... Hey, hold on. Can you take the headphones off for a second?
Yeah, take the headphones off for a second.
Sorry.
Do you think, hey, Blake, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jason?
What's up, man?
Do you think Dustin and Freckles here are going to ever get married?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Well... I mean, first of all...
Do you think it's because she's not old enough to?
Well, first of all, legally, she's not old enough to. All right, let's get that out of the way. That's the trump card right there. Second of all...
She drinks a lot for being underage.
Yo, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there, and I consider this a safe spot to do that, because we're going to take our keys from her.
What if PVC Bank says...
PVC Pipe Bank? What if they catch wind of this? I don't know, man. I mean, it was not going to be good.
Underage drinking, obviously underage fornication.
Yeah.
It's like a federal offense.
I look at her. I look at Dustin.
Don't look at her, man. If you look at her when he's looking at you, he will punch you in the fucking face.
So where should I look? What, like if she starts talking?
Just look down at her breasts. Don't look at her face.
He won't mind. He won't mind that. He'll mind that less than I look at her, like in the eyes.
Oh yeah, no. You don't ever look a guy's girlfriend in the eyes. Always look at their breasts.
Look at their breasts. Okay, mm-hmm. That's good advice. Thank you.
You know what? To be honest with you, you're right. Just look at the bottom of her chin, because. Where her chin is elevation wise is how like happy or mad she is.
I can't. I don't believe you anymore. I think I'm just gonna like pretend like I'm on my phone when she's talking to me. And just kind of.
Just look at her boobs.
All right, but they're not gonna get married.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Freckles, I got some beer.
what did I miss?
Tater Tot Johnson was here.
I was just putting my headphones back on. They had me take them off for a minute.
Why? What kind of game are you guys playing?
I was trying to lip read, but I didn't.
What did you read? Oh,
that's a new game.
I don't know. Like, you guys were saying something about my breasts.
No.
What?
No,
exactly.
No, Justin.
Yeah, they were talking about
true.
My breasts.
I see how it.
No.
I trusted you guys.
I said, having Freckles on is the best, is what I said.
Oh.
And then I said, did you check out our killer breasts?
Yes. See,
that was me. Sorry. Yeah,
my breasts.
So be mad at him, not me.
I was
Why?
Just.
Yeah, you oughta.
Episode 245. Our next episode, inevitably entitled Patio Ratio, will now be available on Friday, April 22nd. You like that?
It's one letter difference.
What, Arple? Oh, yeah. But he's on the right track. And don't forget, today, Friday, April 15th, is Rubber Eraser Day. I personally have several sexual nicknames. The Pullout King, the Nipple Nibbler, and now the Rubber Eraser. As all evidence of condoms disappear when I'm getting down.
That's
also,
a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I didn't know Nipple Nibbler was one of yours.
See, what I like to do when I'm with a woman.
Thank you for clarifying.
I like to unsheath her breasts.
Unsheath?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure.
Right, because they're covered.
Okay.
And when you uncover something, a fancy $5 reward is to unsheath. Mm-hmm. And then once the woman's been completely unsheathed, the breasts... And the nipples are available to be seen, and then I'm the nipple nibbler. I mean, what else do you want me to say? You know, I mean, I nibble on those nipples.
Okay, right.
They make like a sort of I don't know if you call it like a paste or something. It's called nipple nibblers.
So like you put it like is
it's
like,
flavored.
How would you know this?
Well, I just know this.
I got an iPhone. Duh.
Yeah, I Googled everything on my iPhone earlier when I needed.
I knew you were really big on nibs.
Right. I like cocoa nibble nipples.
Nibs.
Nibble nibblers. In my experience, a woman's nipples have not tasted so bad that a paste needed to be applied.
That's true. Have you ever had a nipple that tasted bad?
Would you fucking clean out your ears with this goddamn thing? Where's the paste?
Well, it also tingles, it's for everyone.
Oh, it's for him and her? Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
So it's body paste. It's not specifically for nipples.
I suppose you could use it anywhere you'd like, but it's called nipple nibblers.
You can't
have that name.
Don't imply internally, though.
Trademarked.
Boom.
Got it. Also, Saturday, April 16th is National High Five Day. This is the holiday I like to reminisce about classic high fives. This year I'll be focusing on the many exchanges between the Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff. R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
His name's Jazzy. Oh, here we go, right here. Nipple Nibblers. Strawberry, 2 ounce. Bottle is $4.
Well, it's a bottle of what? Paste?
Watermelon. Hold on. Nipples.
There are all sorts of flavors. I like to use, it's like...
Arousal cream.
No. Ooh,
yes, it... Don't tell me no. I'm looking right at it.
Arousal cream.
Yes, I use okay, so lip then, gloss.
What? Sure you do. Okay. Dustin, I have really chapped lips. Can you put these on your nipples so I can nipple them off? Because it's chapstick.
Every time I look at her and she's talking and I see those lips, all I'm going to think about are nipples.
Daddy told me it was chapstick.
I put on this arousal cream. Don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and we'll have Big E sit on them until they turn into a diamond. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, Big E will sit on you, and you'll like it. I wouldn't mind it. I like a pressure applied to my body.
Don't they have like pressure points? Like they're
yeah.
Calming and stuff?
Big E knows all about like the Kama Sutra and how to please a person. I just want him to lay down and like log roll over my body back and forth.
Well, you know, he talks about how he makes so much money
right
at Domino's on the weekends.
That's probably what he's doing.
But
on the side.
I don't think he's working at Domino's. I think that's out front.
This is like that. What's that show with Patch?
Man Whore.
From the 80s where the kid was the pizza delivery man and he would go around and have sex with women. It was from the kid from Can't Buy Me Love. He was on Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey?
Yes. It was that show where he would go around and he was basically a man whore. Did you guys see this?
No.
Show in the 80s, he was a delivery boy. Just like Big E's a delivery boy.
He's delivering something.
And he's the extra sausage, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
I'm just saying that I think he's... Oh. Hi, did you see it? I think Big E
just nicked the table.
I think Big E is making money on the side, having sex with the Domino's guy.
I think so.
And I speak for Domino's.
Do you think we should call his wife and talk to her?
No, I don't.
Say, I'm not giving you my name, but I know that your husband is having sex when he delivers the pizzas.
Who
and
is this?
In the past, there have been other incidents.
Who is you? Click.
Oh, very good. Well, Dustin, I'm glad you came back to get freckles because I think... She had a look of sphere on her.
Sphere?
God,
she had a look of it. Spheres?
It's because I don't have my tooth in.
Yeah.
A problem that plagues us all.
She had a look of fear in her eyes. She was excited because she met Tater Tot Johnson.
Yeah.
But then we started whispering to each other. And she
about my breasts.
No, you're the best.
I was talking about your boobs, not him.
Don't look at me. Don't lower the chin to me. When you're talking to me, raise the chin.
I was the one ordering arousal cream.
So scold him like a woman would do the chin thing. No. You have to say something. You can't just...
No, she'll just... Humph.
Just
I'm sorry.
Dustin.
Yeah.
It was wonderful spending the evening with you, Hot Rod.
Thanks.
And I don't know why you wear the same shirt 2 weeks in a row, but...
I really like this shirt.
Thank you for being on the show.
I had to sell all my clothes and I was unemployed.
I hear you. Do you want to plug your show?
Yeah.
Speaking of selling and unemployedness?
I have a podcast on the FCF network called Drunken Lullabies, where me and my friends sit around and drink beer. We've had some bands on recently. We play music. We get drunk, we make a lot of pop culture references, and we have a drinking game so you can get drunk along with us.
You know, for obvious reasons, you've never...
And we're sponsored by Distill Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Woop, woop.
For obvious reasons, you know, you won't allow me to be on the show. You won't construct it in any shape or form.
Yeah, you're not going to fall off the wagon on my account.
But I sent you a picture last week.
I deleted that immediately because I didn't want Freckles to see it.
Oh, so we should talk about it?
What?
No.
Okay. I apologize.
Whoa.
That's yes anding. Improv.
What's her name? Yes anding?
Yo, yes Sandy.
Sandy. Well, you got bubbles. Freckles, I felt safer having a nurse here, kind of.
I'm so glad you did.
I hope you had fun.
You know she works at Lens Crafters, right?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Hey!
You don't speak for the company.
You mean Lens Crafters who hire little young Taiwanese boys to shape and mold and make their glasses? That's where you work?
It is.
did you not?
She's in charge of the Taiwanese boys.
Taiwanese boys. You were on a full show here. Did you have fun?
It's been a while.
Very good.
Nice.
The next thing you just need to do a Szymanski and be like, my knife. Just do that because he stole that. We talked deeply about it.
Or fart.
I won't do that. I won't
or
do
you could fart on Mike.
Did you have fun?
I had fun.
Yeah.
You didn't. Are you just being nice? Because you seem like one of those girls that you just and you get in the car and you're like, first of all, Blake's an asshole. You can't hang out with him anymore.
No, she's second, just really nice.
That's really terrible that I seem like that.
No, yeah. I'm saying, no, I didn't say you seem like that. I'm just saying, are you one of those people that are super, super nice to my face, and then you're going to leave and talk bad about me?
No, I'm just super, super nice.
Wow, that's
you're thinking
true.
Of me. You're thinking of me.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for being on the show, super, super nice
thank
girl.
Thank you.
Super nice girl. Oh, that's a great bit. Super nice girl. We could do a bit with that.
Are we going to flesh it out right now?
No, it's probably not.
Okay.
Jason, you're one of the best flushers that I know.
Flushers?
Yeah, you flush. We flush things out.
Oh, flesh or flush?
Flush.
You are a good flusher, too.
I do have a lot of problems with my toilet, but yeah.
No, I meant like on bits and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, flesh.
Flesh.
Flesh?
No, flush.
No, you flesh. You flush them out.
You flush them out. You flush in
spell
ideas.
It. Spell it.
Fuck, I don't know how to spell. Flush. F-L.
Put your tooth in and then try to spell it.
F-L-U-S-H. Flush.
That's it.
Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Folks, join us at fcfnetwork.com. Drunken Lullabies, Low Blow Podcast, IBWIP, S&M Radio.
Song Inside Out.
Song Inside Out. Couch Pilots. If you like Jason and me,
then you like Blue.
That's a bad selling point,
is it?
Like, yeah, people aren't going to.
If you like Tarmac John,
there
if you, like
you go.
If you like DSJ, check it out. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Tell your friends, subscribe to us on iTunes, all that good stuff. We love you and we need you in our lives forever.
Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner. IBWIP is made. And fudge, too.
That's a good one.
I like it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.